Hi, it's Arthur here. This recording is a practice session for a prayer exercise called Breath Prayer. It goes for about 10 minutes. If you are busy with something else, keep this recording for later when you have time to yourself. To get ready for this session, just find a comfortable position, lie on your bed, or find a place where you can sit comfortably. When we are stressed, we may find it hard to pray, or we may feel disconnected from our words, like our words don't make much sense. But with this approach, breath prayer, we are saying, look, there are some words already given to us, simply to remind us of who God is and who we are before God. We don't need to come to God with many words. We don't need to ask God for many things. We can just be with God and rest in God's presence. And when words seem inadequate, we can keep praying in our bodies. Breath prayer joins prayer together with breathing. It is a restful form of prayer, and it may help you to rest. Let's start by talking about breathing. When I am worried or stressed, or maybe I'm trying to sleep and my mind is turning, I notice that my body is tense, my breathing is shallow, maybe I am even holding my breath a bit, I'm grinding my teeth, I'm pushing my tongue into the roof of my mouth. But we can change our breathing. This is a key way we can calm ourselves down. And we can make this a form of prayer called breath prayer. When I studied psychology as an undergraduate, I learned that your breath and your heart rate are connected. By changing your breathing, you can influence your heart rate. This is very helpful for calming down and for enabling your body to rest and to heal. The idea is to have a slightly shorter in-breath and a slightly longer out-breath. The out-breath is what calms and slows your body. In fact, maybe the quickest way to calm down when you are stressed is to do a big out-breath, blow the air out of your body with an open mouth. So we are going to do an in-breath for 4 beats and an out-breath for 6 beats. Now, varying your breathing like this also varies your heart rate. Your heart will pump a little faster and then a little slower, following your breaths. You may even be able to feel this in your body. And this is a healing thing. Your body is more at rest when your heart rate is cycling in this way, faster, then slower. So we are going to do 4 beats of in-breath, 2, 3, 4, and 6 beats of out-breath, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now do this several times right now with me. In breath 2, 3, 4, out breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In breath 2, 3, 4, out breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in by pushing your belly out. That expands your lungs and pulls the air into them. Then breathe out by letting your belly go flat, drawing your belly in towards your spine, squeezing the air back out of your lungs. In breath 2, 3, 4, out breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In breath 2, 3, 4, out breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now we're going to make this a prayer. The idea here is to match a word or a syllable to each beat of the breath. So I'm going to give you 3 prayers to try. one for each member of the Trinity. Remember, we worship God as three in one, a divine friendship where these three are always loving one another, and that love is flowing over into creation, and we are all invited to share in that love. So each prayer has two halves, four beats for the in-breath, then six beats for the out-breath, with each beat matching a word or syllable. The first half is a name of God. The second half is a longing of your heart. Let me tell you the three prayers, and then we'll practice one of them. The first prayer is, O Father of stars, thank you for every good gift. The second prayer is, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. The third prayer is, Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me now. Let's practice the first prayer together now. O Father of stars, thank you for every good gift. These words come from the teaching of James, the brother of Jesus, in James chapter 1. This is a prayer of thankfulness. We want to name what is good and say, yes, this comes from our good God. So, find a comfortable position. Lie on your bed or in a place where you can sit comfortably. And let's look at our breathing again. In-breath 2, 3, 4. Out-breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In-breath 2, 3, 4. Out-breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In-breath 2, 3, 4. Out breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now praying. O Father of stars, thank you for every good gift. O Father of stars, thank you for every good gift. O Father of stars, thank you for every good gift. And just continue praying for a time until you begin to feel more restful. If you find yourself getting distracted, that's okay. Just restart by beginning to count your breaths again. So keep on praying until you begin to feel more restful. You may like to sleep, or you may like to get up and continue with your day. So breath prayer is a way of seeking Most High, of committing your body to Most High, of reminding yourself that Most High is good, Most High loves you, Most High longs for you, Most High is with you, Most High is giving you peace that goes beyond all understanding, that will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. If you are enjoying praying like this, I encourage you to pray your own prayers. Find a name of God in the Bible and something connected with that, a thank you or a word of adoration, a longing of your heart to connect with that name of God. And think to yourself, what language is it in? Think about the deepest cry of your heart. How does that sound? When you call out to God in your gut at the deepest level, make this prayer in that language.